Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Yesodi HaTorah Perek Chet. In the last perek, the Rambam listed four ways in which the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu was qualitatively different than that of other Nevi'im. In this perek, the Rambam is discussing another aspect of the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu, namely his greater credibility, that we accept his Nevuah more than that of other Nevi'im, and he's going to explain why, with the ultimate goal at the end of the perek of explaining why it is that we cannot listen to any Navi who contradicts Moshe by telling us to do some kind of Avera. Halacha Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu lo haminu bo Yisrael mipnei ha'otot sha'asa. Shamin al pi ha'otot yesh b'libo dofi. She'afshar she'aseh ha'ot belat v'chishuf. Bnei Yisrael did not accept Moshe as a Navi because of the miracles he performed. Because when someone performs miracles, there's always the chance that it's being done through some kind of trick or sorcery. All of the wonders and miracles Moshe did in the desert were all for each one for a specific reason, not in order to prove his bona fides as a Navi. Tzarach lashkia et hamitzrim kara tayam v'hitzli lambo. We needed to escape the Mitzrim, so Moshe split the sea and drowned the Egyptians in the sea. Tzarachnu l'mazon horidlanu et haman. We needed food. Moshe brought down the man. Tzam'u bakalehem et ha'even. Bnei Israel were thirsty. Moshe took water out of the rock. Kafrubo adat korach bala otam ha'aretz. Korach staged a rebellion. They were swallowed up by the ground. Achen sha'ar kol ha'otot, and so too with all the miracles done in the desert. Uvameh minubo. So why, in fact, did Bnei Israel believe in Moshe as a prophet? Be'mamad har Sinai. Because of what happened at Har Sinai, when we received the Torah. She'einenu ra'u v'lo zar, v'ozneinu sham'u v'lo acher, ha'esh v'akolot v'lapidim. We ourselves saw and heard the fire, the voices, we saw the miraculous events at Har Sinai. V'hu nigash el harafel, v'akol medaber ilah, v'anu shomim. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes into that fog, that darkness on the top of Har Sinai, and the voice of God speaks to him, and we ourselves heard it. Moshe, Moshe, lech emor lehem kach v'kach. Moshe, go tell B'nai Israel such and such. V'chein hu omer panim b'fanim diber Hashem imachem. Moshe describes this as Maman Har Sinai is being Hashem speaking directly in front of us. V'nemar v'lo et avoteinu karat Hashem et habrit hazot. That the Maman Har Sinai was not with our forefathers, but with us. It's as if we were all there. U'minayin shem b'mamad Har Sinai levado hi haraya l'nivuato shehi emet she'en bo dofi. And how do we know that Maman Har Sinai really is the ultimate proof of Moshe's nevuah? Shnamar hinei anochi ba'alecha ba'av ha'anan ba'avur yishma ha'am b'davur imach v'gam b'cha yaminu le'olam. Hashem says this explicitly before Mamad Har Sinai. He tells Moshe, I will come in the cloud above Har Sinai in order that Bnei Israel hear when I speak to you, and they will believe in you forever because of that. Michlal shekodem davar ze lo haminu bo nemanut shi omedet le'olam ele nemanut shi yesh achareya hihur u'machshava. Because up to this point, even though Moshe had already split the sea, brought down the man, and done other miracles, Bnei Israel did not believe in Moshe with a full and complete belief, because they knew there was always a possibility that maybe there's some trick going on here. It was only with Mamad Har Sinai, when they see the presence of God, and God speaking to Moshe, it's through that that we accept Moshe as the ultimate prophet. Halacha bet, nimtzu elu sheshulach lehem, heim haidim al nevuato shehi emet. So we, to whom Moshe was sent, we ourselves are the witness that he is a true prophet. Ve'inot tzarich lasot lehem. Now he doesn't need to do any kind of wonder or miracle for them. Shehem v'hu echad b'davar. They know as much as he does that he is the true prophet. Kishnei idim sharu davar echad b'yachad. Like two witnesses who witness the same event together. Shekol echad meyam eid l'chaviro shuhu omer emet. Each one is a witness not only to the event, but also to the other witness that he's speaking the truth. Ve'in echad meyam tzarich lavi raya l'chaviro. Neither one needs to bring some kind of proof to convince himself that the other one is speaking the truth, because he himself saw it. Kach Moshe Rabbeinu kol Yisrael eidim. So too Moshe Rabbeinu, after Har Sinai, we believe in him as the prophet, and he doesn't need to convince us with any kind of miracle. Now the Rambam is giving like some parshanut on Chumash. In Parshat Shmot, when Hashem first gives miracles to Moshe, says, go speak to Bnei Israel and show them these miracles. And he gives them the miracles of you throw your staff on the ground, it'll turn to a snake. Put your hand inside your shirt, bring it out, it's white as if it has leprosy, and take some water from the river and it'll turn to blood. Moshe realized that these were not a firm basis on which Bnei Yisrael would really listen to him and accept him. Yada Moshe Rabbeinu, Sham HaMamin Al Pi HaOtot Yesh B'Libo Dofi U'Maher Mechashev. Moshe knew that anyone who accepts something based on signs and miracles, there's always some doubt there. V'Ani Shmat Milelech, so he didn't want to go. V'Amar V'Hein Lo Yaminu Li, he said to Hashem, they're not going to believe me. Ad Shodiyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'elu HaOtot Einan Ela Ad She'etzu MiMitzrayim. Until Hashem explained to him, these are only temporary. The purpose of these miracles is only until you leave Mitzrayim. And when you leave Mitzrayim and come to this mountain and get the Torah, then any doubt they have will be immediately dispelled. From that point, they will know that you, from the beginning, were the true prophet. Without any doubt in their minds. This, the Rambam says, is the meaning of that pasuk in Paragim of Sefer Shmot, that the real sign that I sent you is when you, after you leave Mitzrayim, you'll come here and receive the Torah, then Bnei Israel will truly know that you were the true prophet all along. From all this background, the Rambam now derives a practical application for how we have to listen to Nevi'im who come after Moshe Rabbeinu. Nimtzeita Omer, Shekol Navi Shiyamod Achar Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein Anu Ma'amin Bo Mipnei Ha'ot Levado. Any Navi who comes to us after Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't believe in him only because of some miracle he does. Kidei Shnomar Im Yaseh Ot Nishmalo L'Choma Shiyomar. El Mipnei Shemitzvah Shetzivah Moshe Batorah V'amar Im Natan Ot Elav Tishma'un. We don't believe him because of the miracle per se. We believe him because Moshe commanded us that if a Navi comes along and gives us some kind of miracle, and as we explained in the last parak, we know him to be an appropriate kind of person to be a Navi, then we have to listen to him. Kamoshe Tzivanu Lachtoch HaDavar Al Pi Shnei Edim. Just as, again, the same analogy from last parak, we're commanded to listen to two witnesses when they come and testify about some matter. Vafbi she'enanu yodim im emet ha'idu im sheker. Even though we can't be sure that they're telling the truth, kach mitzvah lishmo mizeh navi im ha'ot emet o b'chishuf velat. So we are commanded to listen to this navi because of what Moshe commanded us, even if it turns out that the miracle he gives us was done through some kind of trick. Halacha gemol, lefichach im amad navi ve'asa otot moftim gedolim uvihesh lahakchish nevoto shel Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, if a Navi comes along, does a miracle, and claims to have a nevuah which contradicts that of Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't listen to him. And then we can be sure that whatever wonder he did was the result of some kind of sorcery or trick. We believe in Moshe not because of miracles, that we can say, oh, this Navi's miracles were greater than Moshe's miracles. We believe in Moshe because we saw ourselves that he is a true Navi, and therefore any Navi who comes along and tries to contradict him, we automatically do not listen to. Ela beinenu re'inuha uvozneinu shma'anuha kamo shesham. Halamad adavar dame, what is it similar to? Leidim shehidu laadam adavar shera abeinav, sheino kamo shera, sheino shomelehen, eleyode bevadai, shein ede sheker. If two witnesses come along and testify to a person something which contradicts what he himself saw, and then he knows they're lying. He doesn't have to get any proof for it, since he saw the same thing they saw, and he knows it isn't what they're claiming, then he knows they're ede sheker. They're false witnesses. Levichach amrat Torah shimba haot vamofet, lo tishma el divrei hanavi hahu. And therefore, the passing parsha Re'e, which speaks about Navi Sheker, says that if a Navi comes along and tries to tell us that we should go against a mitzvah, against something Moshe said, we know he's a Navi Sheker. He's a false prophet. Because he's coming to deny, to contradict what you saw with your own eyes. Since the only reason we listen to a Navi who comes to us with a miracle is because Moshe commanded us to, how can we accept the Navi's miracle, which is only given in order to reject and to deny Moshe's nevuah? In this parak, the Rambam explained why Moshe Rabbeinu has greater credibility than any other Navi, because we believe in Moshe not because of miracles he did, but because we saw ourselves at Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking with Hashem, receiving the word of Hashem, and transmitting it to us. And therefore, any Navi who comes later and tries to deny or reject anything said by Moshe Rabbeinu, we automatically reject that Navi. And in the next parak, the Rambam will elaborate on the bounds of what we can accept and what we cannot accept from what a Navi says to do. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.